Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Faith Lifestyler podcast show with your girl, Quanda Renee. Y'all, it's been a while. Been on a hiatus. A lot has happened this summer. I don't think I've done a podcast all summer long. A lot has happened. You don't see us on Facebook anymore. Guess what? Your girl was hacked. Our Facebook page has been hacked, and we still haven't had been able to get it back. We've tried everything we can try with Facebook, and to no avail right now. But we're still trusting God. We're still believing God. Y'all can still find me on YouTube. You can still find me on the app. You can still find me wherever podcasts are distributed. So today, y'all, I'm super, 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 super excited. I have a special guest coming in on the podcast on today. Lord, yeah, I'm trying to contain myself because in my eyes, she a living legend. In my eyes, she a living legend. So I'm super, 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 super excited to have the one, the only Dr. Tracy Lynn in the building on today, y'all. This is going to be powerful. If you are an entrepreneur, if you are somebody in business, if you are somebody who loves God and you know the Lord has called you to the marketplace, I want you to get ready, y'all. I want you to get ready because she is literally going to be dropping nuggets on today, y'all. Let me tell you the story. So I was a young kid watching the Word Network. I don't know why I was a kid watching Christian television, but I was. And I remember definitely watching her show a lot of the time because her show was different. And then she was always cute in her outfits. Her outfits was always cute. She came with the fashion, honey. She came with the fashion. Today, when I was trying to figure out what I was going to wear, I was like, you know what? I know she going to come through with the fashion, and I'm going to be looking like this boring old girl. This boring old girl. But, y'all, I'm super excited to have Dr. Tracy Lynn in the building. This is going to be one for the books. I think this is probably one of my probably going to be one of the best podcasts I've ever done. It's always an honor when you find somebody who's willing to come on your podcast and also has your spirit. I've been talking to her for a couple minutes and I feel like she got my spirit. Okay. She got my spirit. And I'm so super, super excited to have her in the building. And I'm getting ready to bring her up, y'all. We're going to talk. I want to tell y'all the story of how I started watching her on the Word Network and something that stuck out to me of what she said. Let me see if she's ready. Hi.
Hello. Can you hear me? Okay, you can hear me?
Excellent.
I am here. I am ready. I'm also live on Instagram talking to my peeps. Yes.
Hey, Instagram.
Yep, we're live. They said they can hear you. We were doing our test.
Okay.
So everybody's good. They can hear you. We ready to go.
Okay. Well, let's go. So I need you to introduce yourself because there might be three people on this podcast that ain't never heard of you. Only three, though, that ain't never heard of you. So I would like for you to introduce yourself, and then I'm going to come back and tell the story of how I used to watch you on Christian television.
Absolutely. And we can talk about even what we said in terms of finding our place. But my name is Dr. Tracy Lynn. I am an entrepreneur. I am the founder of Tracy Lynn Fashion Jewelry, Jewels by Tracy Lynn, Tracy Lynn Beauty, all of that. And I was also a franchise owner of three Rita's Italian ice. We called them water ice in the Northeast. Out everywhere else is called Italian ice. And I've had in my jewelry business, I started my jewelry business in 1989. So over 30 some odd years in business in the jewelry space, but different iterations of that business. So there were different versions, different iterations, because it got better and I got stronger. We need to talk about that, because it wasn't that the business was better. I got better. It wasn't that the business got stronger. It did. It grew. We were able in the third iteration of the business. So when I talk about, you know, going from a $200 investment to $100 million, I ain't talking about lifetime. I'm talking about in the one iteration we were able. My first iteration, I did $1 million and I was only 25 years old. So by the time I got to the third version iteration of Tracy Lynn Jewelry, that is where we were able to put the metal to the pedal and get there. Because some people quit after the first time doesn't work out. I couldn't quit on my purpose. I had this thing in me that just would not stop unless I did it. I don't care how far down I went to the ground, I had it in me to get back up and do it again. And also, anytime you're doing something great, there's a counterfeit that comes in. So you always get the false reading before you get the true reading. So you get the counterfeit. And sometimes you let the counterfeit talk you out of who and what you should be doing. So I had a couple of versions of a counterfeit that almost got me out of the actual blessing God had for me. And so today I'm a coach. I mean, come on now. I never said, oh, I'm going to be a coach. I'm going to take, somebody asked me, well, do you have a license? I said, I got receipts. Yeah. Yeah. Boom.
That's enough for me.
That's enough for you. Right. We'll go get a license. Look, I got license. I got my esthetician license. I got some other license. I got a driver's license. What license do you want? I got the receipt license. I got the Band-Aids. I got all of those things. So now I'm teaching it and I want to just pour it into people so that they can collapse their learning curve and bulletproof themselves from all the things that come to get you as an entrepreneur and as a woman entrepreneur.
Wow, that's powerful. Y'all, I just got to take a moment and say, it's the receipts for me. It's the receipts for me. That's enough with me. So I want to tell y'all really quickly about how I came to know this woman of God. So when I was younger, I used to watch Christian television. Why I was watching Christian television, I don't know, because I was still acting a fool, but I was watching it. And what I was attracted to her show because it didn't look like the typical preaching show. It was like a nice house, a nice background. She was coming through with the fashion for real, and she just gave her real self. And I remember one episode, and I had taken this with me. I just talked about it the other day. One episode, she was talking about obedience and disobedience. And she said the Lord told her to write a book, and she did not write the book. And when she went to the bookstore, I don't know how long it was, she went to the bookstore, she saw that very book. And I took on to say, if you don't do it, God will use somebody else. God will send somebody else. Woman of God, do you want to speak to that obedience aspect?
Yes, absolutely. So I did. I did hear God tell me to write this specific book, not just to write a book. He gave me the name of the book and even some of the chapters. And then a prophet came and called me out in the service. Woman of God, you are supposed to write this book. And he said, come here. And he called me up and whispered the name of the book. I already knew what the name was. That man whispered the name. And I fell out on the floor in the church. And then I had on a skirt. So they were, you know, the ushers trying to get me with the cloth. I was rolling, hitting the drums, tearing up the service, and got up, fell out again, and didn't even write that book. And guess what? Within 12 months, and with this book, it was unique. It was, God always gives me something like ahead of time. See, some of us go where there is no path and leave a trail. We are true trailblazers. So I was going to make the trail, and nobody else had this title. It's one of them kind of things. And sure enough, it needed to happen and be in the earth. I didn't do it 12 months later. I was in a bookstore, same title as my book, and at least more than half of the same names of the chapter. I was done. So of course, I'm gonna write the book now, but I missed it because I had a publishing, I had an agency, and they wanted to give me an advance. So then what did I have to do? Self-publish. They didn't have Amazon out there for you self-publish. I had to pay for it. Then I had to keep all the books in the garage. I had to ship them. I had to schlep them around everywhere I went because I didn't move when God gave me the exact thing to do.
Wow. So if you're an entrepreneur, anybody, delayed obedience is still disobedience. If you don't do it, God's going to send somebody else. Y'all make sure y'all note that. If you don't do it, God will use somebody else. I think sometimes we think we got all the time in the world, but you had a prophet confirm it, and you just was it something you just didn't feel like doing? Or
you know what it was? It wasn't even something, when I look back, because I'm always into self-reflection, trying to figure out why I do what I do. So why didn't I write it? Well, I could hear the voice of my college professor at the University of Michigan in Dearborn telling me I wasn't a good writer. And I let that voice in. It's sneaky how we let in these voices. Now I'm looking at you. Hopefully your audience is looking at me. I'm looking at Instagram. Well, we let in these sneaky voices to tell us what we can and cannot do. And then the can'ts are the ones that stay. And I'm hearing this man tell me, he ain't nowhere around. That had been years, and I can't really write. Why do I want? No, God, maybe he made a mistake on that. And then somebody offered me in advance of $50,000. That should have been enough. I should have took that and said, shucks, I'll figure it out. If God confirmed the word, surely he put it in me to write it. And when I wrote that book, let me tell you, still today, people are selling it on Amazon for like $60, $70. I'm going to refresh that book because it is still good. God, why didn't I do it? That was $50,000. This is it. Listen to this. There are things that God gives us to do that will get us out of the debt we're in, that would help us start another business, that will be the income that you've been praying for, but you're not moving on the thing he gave, because that ain't what you want to do. You want to go over here and do this first. When he is telling you specifically, follow specific instructions.
Jesus, that y'all, that was a mouthful right there, y'all. I hope y'all taking notes, like copious notes, notes, y'all. So let's get into the business aspect of it. How did you know that you were called to business? Because a lot of people probably feel like, you know, they're called to business, they're called to the marketplace, but they're also maybe called to, you know, in the church and all things. So how do you know that you're called to business, and can you do ministry in the marketplace?
Well, first of all, I am called to businessry. So that's business and ministry combined. So businessry is my jam. So you want me to be fired up and non-stoppable, put some ministry in there and put that business in there. That is the lane that I flow in. So businessry is my jam. Now, in my wheelhouse is business. However, I had three failed businesses before I ever had one business that was successful. So people give up. The first thing that doesn't go well, we say, I shouldn't have done it, or I'm not really called to that. My thing is, to your audience, to my audience, step out and find out how you know. And what if it doesn't all work the first time? How much information did you get? How much knowledge did you get? See, what we do, we take a lesson and we stop. And we let it continue to hurt us or stop us. I say, take the lesson, leave the pain. We constantly remember the pain of what it cost us, the setback. Leave the pain and take the lesson. So I had those three failed businesses. And I remember one of the businesses, my last one, when I realized I had to just go in my real wheelhouse, I decided I wanted to be a wedding planner. Now, why I decided that after I had been married and had just got a divorce, God only knows. But anyway, I'm going to be this wedding planner. Now, I am married to my husband of 29 years now, but I'm going to be this wedding planner. And I get, who do I get? Bridezilla. Now, why did the Bridezilla have to be my first customer? And by the time I finished, nothing satisfied her. I made $2.35 an hour. I was like, this business is not for me. And then I had a nail business. But see, there was something in me that never wanted to do anything on by myself. I always had to involve other people. So I had a nail salon, a nail business agency. I would put women inside of hair salons. You know, it was way before, you know, the nail thing was popular. I was always ahead of my time. And I started making good money, but it just kept coming to me. You're good in entrepreneurship. You're good in entrepreneurship. You're good. And then when I sold clothes, I realized clothes wasn't one size fit all. That wasn't for me. And then when I went into the jewelry business, and then like my first month, I made $16,000 in a month. And I was like 24. I was like, yes, entrepreneurship. But then later I got into a church and a ministry. And I said, I'm not doing any more business. I'm just going to love the Lord, because I was ordained as an evangelist. I'm going to go out and preach. And my pastor said, sweetie, yep, you're good and all, but your gift is business. Go out into the marketplace and do business. And a good pastor friend of mine, he said, Pastor Bryant, he said, combine the two, business and ministry, and make it businessry. And he's the one that gave me that businessry. He prophesied some things in my life, because I thought I was just going to also be a franchise owner, because I needed to understand systems, processes, and how to really figure some business things out that I was lacking from no one ever showing me. So I had to understand systems, processes and strategic planning. And I learned all those things when I purchased my franchises, 1, 2, and 3. And the people out there, well, you know, I ain't got no money, because it's like $275,000. I didn't have the money either. I was able to get my first one for $75,000. And then when the man was like, transfer my $75,000, please. I was like, well, what had happened was, I'm going to have to get on that payment plan. And I got on that payment plan. I had $5,000. I think I had $2,500. That was my down payment. And I got a payment plan. See, we ain't bold enough to ask for that. I knew I was supposed to do that business, and it worked out. And then I was able to go from there.
Wow, that's powerful. And something that I think is powerful that you mentioned is having that pastor to tell you, no, you're called to this area. Sometimes you don't get that. Sometimes people want to put you in a place that you're not, that's not where you should be, or that's not where God wants you to be. So I think that's powerful in itself.
And I didn't want to hear it. It was powerful. I wanted to be I wanted to be a traveling evangelist. I wanted to be back then like a Jackie McCullough. All your old school people remember her. She was flat footed, didn't move. And she had that growl. I wanted to get it, but I wasn't called to that. And I tried to be flat footed and growl it out. On that thing, but I had an anointing to do business. See, we think anointing is only on you to preach the gospel or to minister. My anointing is my unction to function where I am. I've got grace for my place, which means that I'm empowered to do what I do and empowered to prosper.
Wow, that's powerful. So I was looking on TikTok. How I found you again was TikTok. I don't know if it's your page or people making TikToks.
No. It's my page. It's my people. Okay. People making it. I am on TikTok. Okay. There was somebody trying to be me on TikTok. Oh, come on, let's talk about that counterfeit. Well, we shut that down. But I am on TikTok. A young girl found me in Walmart watching me on TikTok. You know it's crazy out there on the TikTok. So they make my videos like a little extra animated. We don't do that on Instagram. I'm a little more subdued on the Facebook and Instagram. But on TikTok, I'm on TikTok. So you found me on TikTok?
Yeah, there was a video on TikTok and you talked about how you turned $200 and I think into $100 million. Was it 100? So I think we need to dive into that, because I know there's a lot of people on here today that want to know about them receipts. So if you want to talk about how you started, like what that journey was like, let's talk about the coins.
Let's talk about the coins. Well, there's three versions of the coins in the same industry. I don't know if many people would do it, not succeed, come back and do it again, not succeed, and then do it again. Most people won't do it. And the reason I didn't succeed was because I listened. I was in my 20s and I was listening to the negative words of other people. I heard some people outside the door of the business. I had a physical location in Philadelphia, and I heard some people standing outside on Shelton Avenue, 402 West Shelton. I heard them talking against me. I wasn't ready. I was 25. I love life. I love the people. And I let people into a secret place that no man should get into. And I took that thing and I ate those words, and I couldn't get them out of my system to continue. And these were people, you know, especially one person, I helped them. And so when you get hurt like that, and you help somebody, that thing messed me up, but I let it mess up my money. But you got to be careful. You got to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. You better know what you know. If look, today, boy, I could laugh at that crazy, because I let it in. Guard your heart with all diligence, because out of it flows the issues of life. Your life is attached to what you let in. Now, I know how to work that thing. I know how to love. I know how to have the spirit of love. I know how to embrace. I know how to protect. And I know how not to cast my pearls before swine. Y'all, I'm saying all this stuff. She's like, what's she talking about? Some swine? She don't eat pork? I ain't talking about that. These are proverbs and sayings in the Bible. That's what I'm talking about. But remember, I'm an ordained evangelist. So some people get like, why is she doing it? Because that's who she is. These are all the parts that sometimes, even as a ordained evangelist minister and a business owner, and I'm getting to the coins, as a business owner, sometimes I don't feel, where's my place? But my place is where it is. And that's what we talked about in the beginning. I just roll with that. And I believe that if God can keep getting it through me, because I'm a big giver, if he can get it through me, he's going to keep getting it to me. So even when we talk about the coins, I was never afraid to start with what I had. I was never afraid to get that Tupperware container, put the jewelry in there, and sell it at choir rehearsal. I was never afraid when somebody told me, oh, you know, I saw that down the street. They got them same earrings. And I wasn't afraid. Some people would, you know, because even I used to have consultants. Oh, this company, I saw our jewelry over here. I saw, what? You see Louis Vuitton everywhere. You see Michael Kors, the fake versions. But it is what it is. People will copy that. Imitation is the highest form of praise. They want that. So I just kept elevating. And then what I started to do was patent my stuff. You know, we own 33 patents, 15 are granted, 15 provisional. So I just started taking it another level for protection. But when you get started, you got to be okay to start with what you have. And that's how I got the coins. And I had a love for people. I worked with the people. I believe what J. Paul Getty said, if you can help 1% of people get what they want, you can't help but to get it. I prefer 1% of 100 people's efforts than 100% of my own efforts. That's exactly what he said. I put the Bible in the middle of that. But that is what he said. So I always understood. I read the Mary Kay story, how to work with the people. And that's what got me across that finish line.
Wow. There's another video I saw, and it talked about people over profit. And that stuck out to me too, because that speaks to the type of leader that you are, because we live in a generation now where it's just money, like whatever, my employees do whatever I tell you to do. But you seem like you invest in your employees. Let's talk about that a little bit too, like what people over profit means.
People over profit, you know, running a direct sales company with lifetime of over 100,000 independent consultants, and most of them women, making sure that when I took them on a trip, I would take them on the trip that most companies would only take the top people, 10. I come busting up in there with 200 people. And they had the best rooms and I would spoil them. And the trips would cost me $300,000 to $500,000. And people would say, you shouldn't spend that money. But I invested in the people because then I knew that then they could tell their children and it would continue. And sometimes it was the best trip they ever had been exposed to. And hopefully they were able to go from there. And when people see that you're going to put more in them than they have even been able to take for themselves, they'll do whatever is necessary to help you because they realize that's a real partnership. Like the book I love, Leaders Eat Last. We don't eat first. We eat last. We have to make sure. My employees, when I had downtimes, they got paid first. There was months I didn't get paid because I had to make sure they get paid. Then it was a month that I ran my commissions. And if my partners, my consultants are out there, I call them the force. May the force be with you. The force will tell you, I paid over $1 million in commissions and I did not claw it back, which means take it back. That was a mistake. I had to live with that. So when you put people over profit, the money begins to chase you down and you ain't got to chase it.
That's powerful. That's very, very powerful, y'all. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. I'm telling you, y'all, if you are a business leader, entrepreneur, somebody that's thinking about going into business, you better be taking notes. You better be taking notes. I want to talk a little bit about betrayal because I think you talked on it a little bit, but I know like it cuts deep because betrayal doesn't come from a stranger. It comes from somebody that got access to you. So how does somebody who's in business get through going through betrayal and like, and not allowing it to change your posture? Because some people go through betrayal. I have a friend who's been through betrayal with her business and she quit. She walked away from it. So how do we encourage somebody to just keep going, even though
betrayal? I had several instances, but I'm going to give you two things. Before my big iteration of my jewelry business, I had a dream. So this is before I met the people that would betray me. This is all before. I had a dream. And in this dream, I was in my home that used to watch me on in the Word. I mean, you know, that was a nice home back then. You know, I was a young girl with that home. That bad boy was 4,000 square feet. That house was nice. You saw that. And so I was in my living room in the house, and I had all these women with me who were for me, right? In this dream, with me and for me. Whew. So it was a storm brewing on the outside of the home. This storm was so bad that if you looked out the window, all you saw was water. And it was water surrounding and it was waves. Like you could really be in a boat. You know, some flooding stuff that we've seen in these days, these recent times, I hadn't seen it outside of, you know, Noah's Ark, watching a movie or something. But that's how the waves were coming. And it was fearful because everything was beating against the window, the doors, and all these women were in this room with me. And they were fearful because the storm was so bad. But then a knock came at the door. So I go to the door, the screen is tethered, and I open up my double doors, and it was a voice. Now, we got everybody on here, but I'm going to tell you what it was. It was like a demonic creature saying, I can't come in to your house without permission, but there are some people that you're sitting with that are already with me. Ask them, do they want to come outside? And I knew, this is a dream, I knew ain't nobody that was with me in that house wanted to go out and see what he was talking about. And I closed the door because they couldn't come in. So I closed my door and I went in. I said, listen, there's somebody out there that's saying that y'all are with them. And to ask you, does anybody want to get up and go out there with them? So it was 10 people in the room. And out of the 10 people in the room, four of them got up and walked out into the storm with whoever that was. And I woke straight up in my bed. I was like, what, Lord, are you telling me? And I don't I've never told this story. So I'm working it with you. I never told this story. And I wanted to know what was the message. And I learned one day what that message was, but I always had it. So I've had several instances of people in the business with me trying to betray me. I had employees betray. So I've lived and walked that out. And what I learned from that dream was that I was always going to be all right. I was always going to make it. And I talk about this on one of my, on TikTok and Instagram, one of my reels, how these women in the business decided they wanted to take me down. And that one started in the morning with, you know, announcing that she was leaving on Facebook. We weren't doing Instagram then. And then another one. And, you know, but that morning I woke up and I heard God say, I was in prayer, in heavy prayer that morning, that you cannot control the events of today, but remember you are bulletproof. That was the word. So that's one of the things I teach now, the bulletproof strategy. I ain't just coming there and trying to be cute with some bulletproof word. That was a word. So I went through the day, I didn't know, and I had a hair appointment later, and then sure enough, by 9 o'clock, the first one, by 10, the second, so all day. And then my whole field, everything was up in arms, so I scheduled a live to go live, and I went and got my hair done. That day was a full color, full weave, all my little stuff I got done. And I came back, so it was hours after the fact. Most people wouldn't have went to get their hair done because that was an emergency, but I had a word. Either I was going to trust God like I had for all these things, for all these years, or I was not. And I was going to trust him. I went and got that hair done, all of my, so I get on the Facebook Live. Hey, everybody, and everybody's glued, like you looking at me right now, like, whoo, what's going on? What's she going to say? And I said, hey, everybody, good to see y'all. Yes, so tell me, what do you think about my new hair color? Woo! Look at this hair color. And I went on about my hair and hair color, and then I hung up. And then people start talking, do you know what has happened today? I do know what has happened, and I am unbothered. And do you know, for the next couple of months, I seen money I had never seen before. Hashtag bulletproof.
That's powerful. Oh, my God. Can I just say this, y'all? God be speaking in them dreams, though. God is speaking in them dreams. Pay attention to them dreams.
Yeah. Wow. The dreams are real. And so that right there, and that's, I mean, we're going to do this again because I got five stories for you. You know, I got onset intercessor story. We'll talk about that next time. But there is no way. Now, as a corporate professional speaker, you know, I did high six figures in the corporate area as a speaker. Currently, even my speaking fee is $75,000 for an hour to speak. So as a corporate speaker, and I went to London with Unilever. I have big corporate clients. So I know how to work it in front of the crowd. I'm not up there maybe doing as much ministry conversation, but I sure will say my favorite book. I'll give a scripture. I'll do all of those things, but I am always coming with the power of God. That's what people say, where you get that from? Well, I don't take credit for that. I'm stirring up the gift that's already inside.
Wow, that's powerful. So when you go into those atmospheres,
yeah,
you stay who you are, right? You be true to who you are.
I can't be nothing but.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm authentic to that. But I understand where I am. I make sure I do the homework. I have to deliver. Come on, I'm getting $75,000. I got to deliver. So I do what I do, you know, but I'm going to be true to me. Then sometimes I get up there, I get going. I have to stop and say, "Woo, where was I? What did I say?" And the audience will shout it right out to me where I was. And I'll continue on from there. And that's all a part of being true to who I am and to what I do.
Yeah, wow, that's powerful. You know what, it's given, like, you were like the Black Avon lady. You were like the you know, like that vibe.
Oh, yes. Yes, the Black Avon lady. You know, yes, because there was, it's Madam C.J. Walker, you know, Madam Walker, and then it's me. There's nobody in between me and Madam Walker for 100 years. Madam C.J. Walker, and we're not just talking about hair care. I didn't do hair care. We're talking about direct sales with a sales force. Madam Walker, 100 years later, Tracy Lynn. In terms of documented, I don't know who's been between, but documented in the directsellingassociation.org, Madam Walker and Tracy Lynn.
Wow. Just
in 100 years. That's why I am coaching. We are not going to wait another 100 years for a Madam Walker or Tracy Lynn when there is somebody out there who is ready to go. And I am ready to bring it. I'm even bringing women into my home. I'm having a retreat coming up in a couple of weeks. I am bringing women who are ready for this into my home because I got to do a quick pour, a quick work to get them ready.
Jesus. And that's kind of going into my next question. I was going to ask you, do you believe in mentorship? Did you have a mentor? Because I know sometimes it's hard to come by. And then sometimes you meet these mentors and they're trying to turn you into them. Like, it's a lot going on. So speak to mentorship and what you're doing with the coaching.
And in my case, I didn't have a mentor. So when you don't have a mentor, you got to buy a mentor. So I didn't have one. But once I got into the direct selling space, I just went to everything they had. Then I got on the board. Next thing you know, I was on the executive committee, which I was the vice chair. I mean, they had never had a Black person on that committee. And I used that association to mentor me. And I said that as soon as I could, because I was so heads down grinding on what I was doing, but as soon as I could sell that business off and get to a place that I had time, that I was going to mentor the next generation, because it cannot be another 100 years before we get another woman direct selling, another Black woman as a direct seller. Or another Black brown woman as a direct seller. So I believe in mentorship. I believe in coaching. And I'm going to tell you from a perspective that I didn't understand it early on, because I didn't understand how some people were coaching people and they never did what they're coaching. So I didn't understand that. Somebody was going to tell you how to make a million and they never even hit six figures. I don't understand that. So I was a founder of my chapter of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority. So I brought the AKAs to the yard at University of Michigan at Dearborn, and I was a founder and the founding basilisk of that chapter. And so these skills have been there all along. So I've been practicing, and me coaching now, it ain't new. I'm true to this. I would have my consultants, my force will tell you, I had them on Millionaire Mondays. They named it. I didn't. I just had it Monday Motivation. They called it Millionaire Mondays. They named it. I've been doing this for years. I didn't charge them to do it. So somebody going to DM me, "Ooh, can you do it for free?" No, I charge now. I do charge. Clear. I only got so much time. Clear. And so I do. But when you were in that business with me, I gave it all. I left nothing in the tank, and I still have more to give. So that's where I am. I believe in it. I understand it now. And it may cost you. And I spend upwards of $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 on information that I need, because even though I've done so much, everything begins again at one. You know, I got to start this whole thing. I got to learn. And it's not that I'm learning and passing on this coaching business part. No, no, no. I'm passing on the experience. I'm passing on stuff you don't even know to ask about yet. And you haven't seen yet. Yes. So that's what I'm teaching.
Powerful, powerful, powerful. I pray that the entrepreneurs, y'all Christian entrepreneurs, I pray that y'all take in notes. Like notes, 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 notes. I don't want to hold Dr. Tracy Lynn too much longer, but I do have a question or two. What do you think about the state of direct sales now? Because we're in a viral internet generation. Is there still a place for the direct sales, do you think?
I think there is still a place. You know, during COVID, direct sales was popping because everybody was doing a Facebook Live. I was doing Facebook Lives, you know, in my own community. So everybody, even during COVID, so there is a space for it. So people still are social beings. Now, the young generation might love more TikTok and all that. Come on, you can TikTok your way. still selling your items, but there is still, it's the gig of it all. And the gigs have been with us 100 years. The Direct Selling Association is over 100 years old, like the Avon lady. So there is always a place for a gig. You got to find your way. So then there would be a generation like myself that's not native to social media. So what do? I hired a team, because that ain't what I do. Listen, I cannot post for a year. And true, I didn't for 2 years. And then I came back. But I got a team that keeps me consistent on that, because that's not native to me. Now, people are native to me. I love the people. But all the other stuff. So work with a team in the budget. Who's the team? Your niece, your own child. Get them to help you put a content calendar together. So you can do that. There is still a place for direct, because Uber is a gig, right? Uber is a gig. Doing DoorDash is a gig. Those are still gigs. Those are still sales of a gig. And doing any kind of direct selling business is a gig. And there's a place for it. The key is that the CEO has got to be on it with all the ways, and technology's got to be on point, as well as the messaging has to be on point. But there is still a place.
That's awesome. So I'm going to ask you this last question, and I'm going to wrap it up, because I don't want to keep you. But what motivates you during challenging times? Like, how do you navigate when things aren't, you know, all that they should be? Or what do you do during for downtime? Like, sometimes you might just need a break from the business stuff and just go hang out and chill. So what do you do to, you know, to handle all of that?
So even when things don't go as planned, I'm very flexible. In business, you have to be flexible. Some people get stuck on one way. So it's not that I got a plan B, a plan C, plan D. I got all the plans. So I'm flexible enough to go ahead and try it this way. Go ahead and go this way. So I'm a tugboat, not a showboat. So which means that I can get in and out. I can pull stuff. I can do what I need to do. I stay scrappy. I stay in that state of mind. So it's okay if one way doesn't get me there, another way does. So what did I do recently? I needed a minute. I went out of the country for a little while, even for the last month. I haven't been as visible, you know, on my lives, or I wasn't doing lives. It's my first live on Instagram, kind of my own live. Yeah. So I wasn't doing any my stories, but I was consistent with my team, still making sure my stuff got posted. I'm all right with that. I can step back, go and do what brings me joy creatively. And you know what brings me joy? Looking, I'm a real estate, I have a real estate license. Yeah, I forgot that license. I said I got a driver's license, I got real estate license, and I got an esthetician license. But I enjoy looking at beautiful properties. So I do that sometimes, just go out for the day and go to Brokers Open and look at all the beautiful properties. And I just make sure that I spend time, you know, getting facials. I love the spa. I just do things that I enjoy, and cooking. Can you believe that? Now, I have a real, everybody thinks I said, I'm against cooking. I love cooking. I didn't have time to cook. That's what I was saying. That wasn't big for my family. They wanted me to get out there and win, do what I was doing. But what, I'm creative in cooking. So it releases the creativeness in me. And I always have a safe place to go. And my business people, you know, employees are not my safe place to go. You got to have people outside of that circle to have a place to go to. And in the best place I go, I'm in church every Sunday. I have a spiritual connection with the Lord. I am there. You will find me sitting there every Sunday, standing up, old school church. You know, you got to stand up when it's good. Absolutely. Hands raised. I am there, because that is my real fuel that keeps me going. I'm going to Bible study tonight. What you talking about?
Wow. Y'all, do you hear that? A multimillionaire or billionaire goes to church. She ain't leaving the church house. Nope. That proves you can be successful and not leave the Lord.
Yeah, how about you need the Lord to stay successful? How about that?
That part.
That part.
This was so amazing. I sense y'all, we might need to do a part two. This was really, really juicy. Yeah. This was really, really good. So before we end, just tell people what you have going on currently. How can they follow you? How can they connect? Is this coaching for anybody, or you gotta, you know, you gotta have all your I's and T's and all that done? Talk about
We ain't talking about how you start an LLC in this program. You already got to be with that. So you first of all, follow me. I appreciate it. Would it like, share, comment at Dr. Tracy Lynn on all the platforms. Even TikTok is the same, at Dr. Tracy Lynn, T-R-A-C-I-L-Y-N-N. And currently, I've got my retreat coming up in a couple of weeks. You can DM me the word retreat. Don't put the quotations or a smiley face or a prayer hand. Just write the word retreat. And then you'll get the automated. You'll get in. I have a funnel set up, so you'll get all the automated information, what retreat. And then after 2 weeks, I'll go back to DM me icon and you can find out about my coaching program. There is a requirement. You have to be earning a certain amount of money in your business because I want to fast track you. In the future, I'm going to have some things, you know, that more for the beginner. But right now, I want to fast track those entrepreneurs. So you do have to have a minimum requirement, but just check it out and see. Just check it out and see.
That's awesome. And let me just say this, y'all. She not old school. She talking about funnels. She talking about funnels. She ain't old school.
No, she ain't. Look, she might be old school in age, but I'm a quick learner. I'm a quick learner. So I understand. So I got several funnels. My funnels are set up with the DM or in comments. You can just in my comment, you write the word book. You can also get my book. You got to DM me the word book. I do have a book. I've been picked up by a publisher, so I only have a limited. Thank you. I self-published some of the books, so I've got about 50 of them left. So they're collector's editions. So you can DM me book and get in that funnel, and I'll send you a link, and you can order the book. It's only $20, so I'll send that to you. Yeah. So she may be old school in the age, but definitely not old school when it comes to doing the thing you need to do to stay relevant.
Y'all, I told y'all we had a living legend and she came with receipts. It's the receipts for me, y'all. I'm telling y'all, I pray that y'all took something from this podcast because I think this has got to be one of my favorites. When you get somebody that you're interviewing and they vibe with you and you ain't got to pretend, it's always a win. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Dr. Tracy Lynn, thank you so much for doing this. I am beyond grateful. It's like you see somebody on TV and then you meet them in real life.
Appreciate it, Kwanda. Thank you so much for having me. Thank all of you in her audience. Look, follow, like, share, yeah, all of the things. Do that. I appreciate you. I told you all of the ways to be in touch with me. And I do read my DMs and I answer the DMs. As long as ain't no crazy stuff, this man asking me a question with no shirt on. Sir, put a shirt on and ask me that. Anybody looking at that? I didn't know what he was going to do. But yeah, as long as it's right, real, I'm good. And I'm honored. I love this. I love the fact that you have this audience. And thank you so much for sharing me with them. And I look forward to coming back again.
Thank you so much, y'all. And she check her DMs, y'all. No, yes. What living legend you know checking their DMs? She checking her DMs.
Yeah. And that's how I know the funnel's working too. Yeah, I check them DMs.
I love it. All right, y'all. Thank y'all so much for being tuned in to the Faith Lifestyle Podcast Show. I am your girl, Kwanda Renee, and it's a wrap. Until the next episode, see you soon.